Hi, hello, and welcome to Pai Sava Sul. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
And we're talking Sankranti movies, or at least one Sankranti movie of 2024. Guntur Karam, starring Mahesh Babu, superstar Mahesh Babu, directed by Thirukkaram Sirinivas. So we're going to cut to the chase on this one because we got some feedback saying that our Salar review was way too long. So it's still going to be a long video, but what you can expect is a non-spoiler review for the first 5 minutes. So we're going to jump into our thoughts on the movie, tell you what we thought of it, whether you should go watch it or not, and then we'll jump into a spoiler discussion in the second half of the episode. All right, Guntur Karam. Was it spicy?
No, very bland.
Yeah, it lacked a bit of flavor overall. So you might have seen my short review of the film, which I did after my 7 a.m. show here in Melbourne. Never doing that again, especially not for this kind of movie. So, yeah, overall, I thought the story, it was just all filler. That's my overall takeaway from this movie. 80% of the movie is filler. There's no story. There's a bit at the start, a bit in the middle, a bit at the end. Everything else is filler. Positive. I think Mahesh Babu was actually pretty good in this movie. I think he did commit to the role and he did something a little bit different to what he has been doing for the last 5 or 6 movies. He's not renowned for his dancing skills, but in this one, I think he did commit to doing some dance. I saw in one of the interviews that he's only done like one interview for this movie, but in that he did say that this could be the last time that he does a movie where he can, like a regular Telugu movie, where he can do dances and stuff like that. So that's why he wanted to do this. I do have some info around the development of this movie, which is interesting as well, which we can go into later. But I thought Mahesh Babu was good. Do you think it was good?
The dancing was...
It wasn't great. Like it's, yeah. For his standards...
He tried.
he tried. For his standards, yeah. It's not like, you know, Allu Arjun or something. He tried. But I thought his performance was good. He's
basically in every frame of this movie, so
it revolves around him.
Yeah.
So he does bring up the standard. He lifts up the standard a little bit just based off his performance. But the big letdown was Thirukkaram. So usually, I was thinking back, his stories aren't. Apart from a couple of his movies, his stories aren't really that great.
And it seems like he's become quite formulaic now. He's got this thing that he's sticking to about rich families and sons, essentially.
It's always a family drama. Like there's a aunt that has to come back to the family. There's a son that has to come reunite with his actual family. Or there's a mother that leaves her son, which is this story.
And they're all rich.
Yeah, they all tend to be the rich. In Alavai Kuntapuramla, one of the families is rich, one is very poor. In July, they're poor, but he wants to be rich. In
Son of Satchamurthy, he was rich, and then he becomes poor. Yeah.
In this one, the son is poor, but the mom is rich.
In Hatari Tikidare, he's super rich, and the other family is still rich, but not as rich.
Yeah, they're like... Kind of rich.
Yeah.
They're rich, but
they're not his level rich.
Yeah.
And in that shit movie, he's rich as well.
Agnatavasi, which is being compared to this movie, which is not a good thing.
Not that bad, no.
I was thinking, because I haven't actually
finished that movie.
Yeah, I haven't completely finished that, but I think that movie actually has some elements that are better than this movie. Like the songs in that movie are better than this movie.
Mm.
So Taman... Was
I don't know. I think this is better than that. Overall,
it is better than that.
Yeah.
And I think that movie actually had some memorable dialogues, like here and there.
Bossy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it had a bit more of the Thirukkaram touch. This didn't feel like his movie. Like there's usually he's got a distinct writing style when it comes to his dialogues. There's like a witty rhythm to his dialogues all the time. This didn't feel like that. Maybe he wanted to do something different, but it just didn't work. There's a pretty significant cast in the film. You've got like Ramakrishna, Prakash Raj, Jagpati Babu, Sri Leela, heaps of people.
Vanilla Kishore.
Vanilla Kishore. Yeah, it's got a big cast, but none of them really do anything.
Mm.
I think Prakash Raj has a decent size character. I think he's important to the plot, and he also does have decent screen time. Everyone else is not great in terms of
what they get. They just don't have much to do. Yeah.
Yeah. So they had a success meet for this movie like a couple of days ago, and they posted the pictures on YouTube.
Hmm.
And, you know, Mahesh Babu was there, Sri Leela, most of the cast were there. Meenakshi Chaudhary was there. And then the first comment on the post was, drinks and snacks served by Meenakshi Chaudhary.
Okay. because that's what she does in the movie.
That's literally all she does in the movie.
Or she's reading a book.
Or she's like giving him a massage.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I don't know why he needs two heroines in every one of his movies, because generally the second heroine does nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, even the first heroine does nothing in this movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, she does stuff, but it's not important. So, and I didn't like the whole thing around her coming to Guntur, and it just was filler, and it just wasn't good. It wasn't interesting. And there's just random dance sequences as well, like in between, which, yeah.
I guess Sri Leela's good at dancing, so they just make her dance.
They need to get her to do stuff. But, not a fan of any of that. So the only thing I liked in the movie was some parts with Mahesh Babu. And
there's one fight scene that I actually thought was kind of good.
Yes. Is that the one in the second half?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's when he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah. With Gelatin Babji.
Yes. Good name. Solid name.
Yeah.
And I found it quite funny.
Yeah. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But the rest was not so good. And there's meant to be an emotional connection between the son and the mother, which just...
Don't feel it.
Yeah. No. And the whole climax is just exposition.
Yep.
So they don't show you anything. They just, like, tell you everything, and it has no impact. So obviously, as I said in my short review, this is by far the worst out of the collaborations between Mahesh and Tarika.
I actually quite like the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to be reviewing one of them after this one, actually. But it's not even close to them. Like, it's just like some other guy made this movie.
It's definitely bottom tier through Vikram.
Yeah.
It's, for me, it's just a step above Agnyatavasi, and then...
Just a bit, yeah.
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 It's like probably as good as... I know people like this movie, but it's probably as good as Uh-Uh for me.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen Uh-Uh completely, but... I don't think it's as incoherent as this. Like, this just feels like... It's not that it's incoherent. It's just, like, there's no story.
Pointless.
There's just no substance. I think that had maybe a bit more... Yeah, maybe a bit more substance to it.
Hmm.
Out of his filmography, I think... Yeah, like, Agnyatavasi in this definitely stand out as being the worst. But then... Aravinda Sametha is an interesting one as well. Like, it's like
people do like that.
Yeah, I think it's okay as well, but it's very different to the rest of his movies as well. And then you've got like his family dramas, like Alavai Kuntapuram Lo, Attarantik Dharati, Son of Satyamurthy, which are all like similar. But then his out of the box movies are actually the ones that the previous two that he made with Mahesh Babu, which are Atharu, and Atharu does have family elements to it as well, but it is a bit different. And then Kaleja is very different.
I think Kaleja might be his best movie.
Yeah, people say a lot of people have different opinions on where he peaked. Some people say he peaked with Jalsa, which is interesting.
I think he did Julai after that, and he did Son of Satyamurthy and all that stuff, which I think they're all pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I like Atharu as well, but in terms of his peak, maybe it was around like Jalsa Kaleja, that era, maybe.
Jalsa Kaleja, July.
Yeah.
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 But this is not good, unfortunately.
This is not good, so we don't recommend it.
Yeah.
We already said the music's underwhelming as well.
I like the first song. But
yeah,
honestly, the video clip's kind of terrible.
Yeah, the actual song itself is not bad, but the video clip is not great.
Yeah,
and I thought they'd. I mean, we could jump into a more detailed discussion. So this is a this is where the non-spoilers end. So if you haven't seen it, yeah, you can go watch it. I think box office wise, it's so the budget was 200 crore, which equates to, I've got the conversion that we can look at. So 200 crore in US dollars today is 24 million. So that's a budget. So far, box office wise, it's done 212 crore. So it's slightly over its budget now. So 26 million US dollars, which is, it's a Sankranti film. So I did look at why it's such a big thing to release movies at Sankranti. And it goes back to the historical roots of what Sankranti is, apparently. So Sankranti is the first harvest. That's what the festival signifies. And apparently once, because India is such an agricultural nation, when they have done their first harvest, that's where they have money to spend and people are more inclined to spend it on movies. Or they have money, so they spend it on movies.
And now everyone gets a public holiday, so they have time to go to the movies. Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of like a like post-Christmas kind of thing, like or during Christmas people tend to spend a lot.
Mm.
So it's similar to that. Like it's a time when people are more inclined to spend their money. Hence, there was four movies that released just in Telugu, and then there was two in Tamil as well.
I think lots of people did end up watching this still, but no one went to rewatch it because the talk hasn't been great. So I think it's done decently well, and Mahesh Babu movies always do decently well.
Yeah,
it's just
A combo as well. Yeah. I think the Thirikkaram.
Yeah.
Mahesh combo, it did attract people.
Probably the biggest star power for all the Sankranti movies. But yeah, from what I've heard, no one is going back for this. It's it's a one time and then they've had enough.
Yeah.
They did have a monopoly on all the screens. I know they've got multiplexes in India now, but like some of the places only show one movie.
Yeah.
And
the single screens. So a lot of the single screens would have got this.
Apparently 90% of them were good to a car.
Yeah. And like the single screens tend to attract more of the like this Marcy type of audience. This is not a Marcy movie though.
Mm.
It's kind of marketed to be, but it's not. And the multiplexes tend to attract more of the, you know, the family classy type audience. Hence why they're probably booked out most of the single screens for this movie. But yeah, it's done okay. But I think if it wasn't released for Sankranti and it just released on its own,
I think it still would have done okay.
Yeah.
Just because it's the combination.
With no competition. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
it's not good.
It's not good. If this was good, it would have done a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in terms of like his last few movies, I think This is probably the worst. Like, I think even I haven't liked his movies for like years now. So like, I think the last movie I liked from him was maybe Bharatan and Inu.
Yeah. I think that's a decent movie.
Yeah. So I haven't liked his movies for a very long time, but this is probably his worst one since,
Brahmotsavam.
Since Brahmotsavam, yeah. I think so, yeah. But that's probably even worse.
Worse than this.
That's like Agnyatavasi.
That is completely pointless. There is nothing. There's story in this. It's just not enough story for 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So we'll jump into spoiler discussion now.
Hmm.
So if you haven't seen the movie, definitely go watch it. Or if you don't really care about spoilers, then there's not that much to spoil, to be honest, but you can keep listening. So in terms of development for this movie, I'll start with that because on 1st of May 2021, they announced this movie, SSMB 28 is the code name for it. And back then, it was an action thriller and it had Pooja Hegde in it. So they announced all of that. I think about a year later, And they also said the release date would be 2022, summer 2022. Another movie did release in summer 2022, Sarkarvari Pata. But obviously this got delayed. And then they started shooting this in 2022, again with the same plot, the action thriller. And then I think after about one schedule of shooting, they decided to change the story. And that's when Pooja Hegde had to leave.
I heard Pooja Hegde dropped out because she was injured as well. That's what I thought happened. She was injured, so she hasn't done a movie in quite a while. I think she's recovering from something. Yeah.
So basically, well, going back to 2020, so 2020 Sankranti is when Alavai Kundapurabo came out, and then Sarilera Nikeva also came out that same Sankranti. And then they announced this movie 2021 May, and then 25th Feb is when Bimla Night came out. So before they started shooting this movie, Tarikram wrote the screenplay and dialogues for Bimla Naik. And then 12th of May, Sakara Varipata came out. So that's when Mahesh Babu was free to start shooting. They started shooting this on the 12th of September 2022. And when they started shooting, they released a little video saying that it's going to come out in April 2023. They did one shoot. Something happened. Someone changed their mind. And Tarikram had to go and write a new story, come back, and they had to start fresh again. And that's when there was some change of personnel as well. So the cameraman left, Pooja Hegde left. All the music had to be redone again. I think Taman already did some background score and stuff, and that had to be redone.
Sri Leela was still in this movie, though.
She was meant to be the second heroine.
Yeah. So they promoted her to the first heroine, and then they got Meenakshi Chaudhary as the second heroine.
Yeah. And then after they started shooting the revised script as well, Tarikram was still working on Bro in terms of the screenplay and dialogues for that. So that movie came out on the 28th of July. And then finally this movie came out on the 12th of Jan. So I think there was a lot of disruption, and I don't think this was actually the initial script that Tarikram had planned. I think it was a completely different story. So something made them change it. Could have been Mahesh Babu, because he knew that he was doing Rajamouli's movie next, and maybe he thought that after he does that, he won't be able to do like a family entertainer type movie, or like a mass family entertainer.
He can, though. Like,
he
can do stopping
whatever
them.
He wants. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, someone changed their mind. It could have been Tarikram as well, but they had to come up with a script quickly, and I think it shows. So obviously they were pushing to release this on Sankranti.
They only finished filming it like 2 weeks before it released, yeah.
Yeah, and I think the script was just underprepared. I think they had a loose storyline, and they just didn't write any scenes around it, so they just put in some filler.
Yep.
So that's what happened, and I think everything was rushed in the end and just underdeveloped.
And, yeah. There's wasted characters in this. Why is Sunil in this movie?
Yeah, so he's in one scene.
Yeah, and he doesn't say anything and he dies immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, actually, he comes back a little bit, doesn't he, to die again?
Yeah. Well, he still doesn't say anything, I think, in that scene. And Jagapati Babu's in this?
Yeah, but doesn't do anything. Yeah.
Like, I thought his character would have more.
I thought he would be the main villain.
Yeah, or he'd have some importance, but he's just a guy in the end. Interesting, because he was the main villain in Aravinda Sameta.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I thought they would have used him for something more substantial than what he was in it for. I think the most hardest done by is Meenakshi Chaudhary.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But I think Thiruvikram just needs to stop putting second heroines in this
movie. Yeah, it doesn't.
For, like, no reason. Even in Ala Vaikuntapuram Lord, there's a second heroine for no reason. Yeah.
And in Aravinda Sameta.
Yep. And in and in probably the
Sana Satyamurthy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Attarinti Gidaradi.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Agnatabasi.
Yep. The list goes on.
Yep.
I think July is the only one, and Atadu
and Kaleja. Yeah.
And Kaleja. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which don't Jalsa. Have two.
Yeah.
And no, Jalsa does have two, actually.
Oh, it does actually. Yeah. You're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got to stop doing that, because there's no reason for her to be in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has no play on the plot at all.
Yeah, and Ramakrishna is actually she's like the second most important character in this movie.
But she's not in this movie. Yeah.
At all.
Also, another trope of Thiruvikram that he's got it into. He gets like an older actress and puts her into the movie.
Yeah.
But normally she has a big role to play, but in this.
In this one, she doesn't. Like in Attarantik Dharadi.
Yep. In Ala Vaikuntapuram.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And in Aravind the Samanta as well.
Yeah, Aravind the Samanta.
Who's in Aravind the Samanta?
It's his grandma, or is it his... Is it his grandma? I don't know what his relation is to the woman.
Okay.
She's back in the village.
Okay, yeah.
It might be his aunt. I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, so he always has a prominent female, older female character. I think the way he casts his, or like the way he writes his heroine characters is pretty substandard in general.
Yeah.
Like most of them don't have any importance in the plot. And that's the same in this one. So, yeah, I thought that just the whole thing...
It felt like he wanted to recreate the formula of Alaveco Tupuramlo, but he didn't have a story. So he just put in the same elements and tried to figure out a story around it.
Yeah, I think the only thing he actually worked on was the character of Mahesh Babu. And that was it.
Yeah, but also Mahesh Babu was blind in this movie, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Yeah, like it never factors in. Like he's blind in one eye, but he's fine. Kind of show it like in a couple of scenes, but he's doesn't affect him. He seems pretty normal. Still drives and everything. So
yeah.
And also Guntur is not close to Hyderabad.
Mm, but he keeps driving there.
Yeah, it's like 4 hours away.
Also, there's this one scene in this movie where he blows up his car, and the very next scene, the car is still there. So do you remember that?
Yeah. So that was the first fight scene. Yeah. The other thing is the fight scenes in this are just random. Like the first one, he just goes there. Like you don't even know what the conflict is. Like this guy's in his house. They've obviously captured him for some reason. He takes him back to Jagavati Babu, bashes up a couple of guys, blows up his car.
Yeah.
And
but then that very next scene, they go back to his, they show like a front image of his house.
Yeah.
And the car's in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a,
maybe he has another one, but
that's the thing that.
Like why would you blow up your own car?
Yeah. I watched that. Well, I don't care he blew up his car, but get the continuity right.
Yeah.
You can't have the car back in the next scene.
Or like someone was saying that it wasn't his car. It was just.
It was though, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure it looked like it.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, people are talking about this.
Yeah, because apparently, like a lot of people brought it up that he blows up the car.
Yeah.
And then he has the same car back in the next scene, but apparently it wasn't his car. Okay. But when did he have the time to type that guy to the bottom of someone else's car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the one fight scene with Gelatin, what is his name?
Bobji.
Gelatin Bobji.
Yeah.
Is good. He does some like Zack Snyder zoom in, zoom out stuff, which was decent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's shot to make it look like it's one shot.
Yes. Yeah. And there was a couple of like continuous shots where he, like the first shot of the film, I think,
was
where
a continuous shot.
Yeah. Like he follows someone going into the house and then he goes around. And there was another shot later in the, before another fight scene in the movie where he follows a kid running into the village or something. There's a couple of shots like that were all right, but, you know, they're few and far between. But, yeah, it was just disappointing. And the background score is someone pointed this out as well. Apparently the...
It sounds like a love
vocal. Yeah, yeah. It's the same, apparently. Yeah. It's, like, almost exactly the same.
All the parts where they're in the house, like the rich house, it's the same background score.
Yeah.
Compared to the music of... The reason why people like Alaveco Tupuramlo, like the story isn't amazing, but it's good. But Allu Arjun lifts that movie and the music lifts that movie. Yeah.
Well, it was a musical blockbuster before it even released. Like the views that it got for all the songs was like trendsetting at the time. And like Taman did this thing for the first time for that movie where he's filmed a music video for the song. Mm. Like, so it wasn't the song from the movie. It wasn't footage from the movie. It was like specifically shot with the singers from the songs for like a special video. And that got heaps of views and it made that movie, you know, famous before it even released. And the songs were really good, obviously, in that movie. And it was almost like I think Aravind the Samanta and that movie are like what revitalized Taman's career. Because before that, he was kind of pretty average. So I thought he would have, and he said a lot of times that Thirukkural is the reason for his career, you know, the revitalization of his career. So I thought he would have put a bit more effort in this, or maybe just didn't have time. I don't know what it was, but his work was not good in this.
Yeah, pretty substandard.
The songs were, the songs were not good. The background score was not good. Yeah. And the placement of the songs?
Yep, not good.
Especially the last one.
Yep, and that song is terrible.
Yeah, I know some people like it, but yeah, not good.
No.
And it's apparently it's based off a meme.
It is, yeah. I don't know the meme. It's but, yeah. Yeah.
But I think Thirukkural's kind of like, he's got too much class for that kind of thing. Well, until now, anyway. I felt like his movies make memes. Like the stuff from his movies and the dialogues from his movies are what makes memes. But he, like, I don't think he needs to use memes in his movie. I feel like he's got a bit more. His standards are higher than that. But
after yeah. this, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, apparently he'll go back to Allu Arjun after this, I think. And
so he was meant to do a movie with NTR again at some stage, which got shelved, I think. And he was meant to do, and it's been speculated, or I think it's been on the cards for ages, that he was meant to do a movie with Venkatesh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to Venki. Yeah, that would be. I've heard that. I think the next one is going to be with Allu Arjun. And I heard that it might be a multi-star.
Okay.
But I don't know who the other hero is. Yeah.
Would it be a older hero or a similar? Yeah.
But the only Thirukkural hero combo that is probably better than Mahesh Babu is Allu Arjun. So.
Well, it used to be Pawan Kalyan before it did Agnyat.
So maybe he's going to ruin Allu Arjun as well.
Yeah. But the third movie is the one that always falls. Well, the third one with Pawan was the worst one. Yeah. Third one with Mahesh was the worst one. But the third one with Allu Arjun was still good.
Yeah.
So maybe he's got a thing with Allu Arjun. And I think Allu Arjun does have some quality control with his movies. Like, it seems like he's
careful.
He just doesn't do anything. Yeah. He tends to be a bit more careful. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But generally, when he has had failures in the past, he does come back
with a better movie.
Pretty strong. So Kaleja wasn't successful. And then he came back with July, which was successful. And Agnyatavasi was a disaster. And then he came back with Aravinda Samanta. So hopefully he comes back with something good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And MB is off to do his Rajamouli.
So we won't see him for...
probably 3 years or four.
Two or three years or four years or... Yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Because that movie is going to be... because of the popularity of RRR in Hollywood, I think it's going to be marketed pretty substantially or widely across the world. Mm. So I think it's going to be pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be terrible.
Could be... Rajamouli's first failure. But yeah, hopefully he shows Mahesh Babu like differently, because he's been in a bit of a
rut.
Yeah, like he's doing the same kind of thing for a while. So hopefully he does something different. Yeah. Okay. Anything else on Guntur Karam?
No, just quite disappointing. I probably did expect it to be
this bad. Yeah.
No, I'd expect it to be better. Like,
yeah.
I didn't expect it to be as amazing as some of Thirukkural's other movies.
I think the trailers and the songs and everything did
bring down expectations. Yeah. I still expected it to be better than what it was.
Yeah. 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 Same. I am disappointed, and I like both of these guys. So I wanted something good for them. And it is, Mahesh Babu was, like we just said, it's his last movie for a while. So, like, before Prabhas did Bahubali, he had Mirchi, which was at least a good movie. So, like, if you're a Prabhas fan, at least you had something to look back to, like, in recent times.
But before Ram Charan did RRR, he did probably the worst movie of all
of
time.
Of his career, for sure, yeah. At least, and NTR did Aravinda Samanta, I think.
I think, RRR. Yeah.
So, at least he had something decent. But yeah, I guess if you're a Mahesh Babu fan, watch something else. Watch one of his other movies. Don't watch this.
Watch Premottam.
Yeah. So, all right. So next we're going to be talking about, we're going to do this before this review, but we watched this, so we thought we'd do this first, but we're going to talk about Atharu. A bit more positive. I think the vibes of that review is going to be a bit different to this one. Same combination. And then we are going to be watching the other Sankranti, one of the other Sankranti movies, the one that everyone's telling us is good, Hanuman or Hanuman, which I think they want you to call it, not Hanuman. So we're watching that tonight. So we'll be reviewing that as well. And then should we watch Fighter?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Possibly. We'll see. Yeah.
If we want to diversify our portfolio a bit.
Maybe. It does look like Top Gun Maverick, just exactly the same. I watched the trailer, and the trailer is the whole movie. So maybe we could just review the trailer.
Yeah. We might not need to. And they've released the songs and stuff. So I think that's what else is it going to bring apart from the songs, really?
No. And it looks worse than Top Gun in every way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think it'll be as good as some of his other movies, like Pathaan or War or whatever he's done. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know War is Hrithik Roshan's highest grossing movie?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
War 2. We'll watch that. That's got Junior and Tiara in it.
Yeah. I think we will watch that.
Yeah.
Just for the combo. But yeah. Mm. Anyway, we'll see if we review Fighter or not, or if we even watch it. But let's see.
Mm. Yep.
But hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope we kept it short for you. We will work on this format, but we're going to take feedback from you where we can. But there will be some episodes where there will be enough content. There's not enough substance in this movie to talk about it for more than we have, but there will be some movies where we can actually delve a bit deeper into it. So, but hope you enjoyed this one. Hope you're all staying safe. How do people get in contact with us?
Cognitive Recalibration Podcast at gmail.com. That's our email address, or social media. We're at Cognitive Recalibration still.
Like and subscribe this video as well. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and stay tuned for more videos from us. But hope you're all staying safe. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you in the next one.